Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom's an accredited financial consultant, and he is an accredited estate planner. Wait, hold on.
Is this supposed to be on, Reba?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
Either one?
Is it?
Turn it down there at the bottom. There should be a little knob.
This thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Test one,
there
two,
you go.
One, two.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Anytime. Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom's a chartered financial consultant, an accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. He's got more than 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. Tom is also a Crown Ministries budgeting coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for our free quarterly newsletter. Also, plenty of resources online that you can utilize. And you can also call anytime, 800-386-3700. First consultation with Tom is at no charge, 1-800-386-3700. Tom, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to be with you again. Tell us about the testimony that you told me before we started the taping.
Oh, you know what? I was at church this week. And a friend walked up to me, and he and his wife, and he explained to me that he read your book, Knowing the Economy of God, and he said that it completely changed the way he thought about finances. He said he didn't realize that he was consumed with money all the time. How can I make more money? Or I don't have enough money. It was either trying to get more or upset that he didn't have enough, and he didn't realize how materialistic he was. One of the neat things was he said that he got really convicted. But he also got hope, which we know that's God working.
Absolutely, Reba. And what convicted your friend was not my book. It was the Word of God. And the Word of God has power.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has power. And the Bible is power, especially when we listen to it.
Mm.
And see, I would just share with your friend from me that thank you, number one. I appreciate those words of encouragement. And number two, to go backwards a little bit and find out, you know, just what was moving him or motivating him to understand his pursuit of finances and money, which led him to the point of getting corrected or rebuked or, figured out, that kind of thing. And by the way, a rebuke is not a slap or any kind of a negative thing. It sounds negative, but it's not. When God rebukes me, that's good. I want to be rebuked. The Bible says, rebuke the wise man, and he is the wiser. So a rebuke's a good thing, Reba. And, you know, whenever you tell me things or people tell me things, Reba, for some reason I think to myself, I wonder how he got to that point in the first place of wanting to pursue finances. What was motivating him? And I just wonder if there was a self-esteem thing that could have been from his young background growing up that someday motivated him to learn what is adult success in our society.
Wow.
And adult success in our society is not adult success like we would know it from worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
It's from obeying God and drawing closer to God and being a better steward of and for the Lord. So with that, why don't we start our program today? We're on the seventh financial tip of the series, the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. But before we go to the seventh financial tip, Reba, what is our verse?
Second Timothy is, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for training, rebuking, and teaching in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Amen. And the first part of that verse, Reba, is heavy. All scripture is
God-breathed.
Now, what do you do with that? That if you say, oh no, 80% of it I'm okay with, 20% I got a problem with it.
You know what, Tom? I get so used to being around people who are dedicated believers that I forget that a lot of people struggle with that first part.
Right.
And so you really have to wrap your head around the fact that this is the word that God has for us.
It is. And all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things, Reba, training, rebuking, teaching and training, correcting, these are not like slapping us down or putting us down, pushing us into the ground, you know, how dumb of you to not get this. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
God uses love to train and teach and correct us, as you do your daughter. And that's how the teaching is done. It's not done in a real tough, negative, slamming you down type of thing. That's not God's style.
Right.
It's not God's style.
Thankfully.
So read 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And if you want a copy of the book, Knowing the Economy of God, go to the website and order it there, theeconomyofgod.com. So I just wanted to start the program off today, Reba, that way. Now, let's talk about the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. We're on tip number 7.
And what is tip number 7?
Well, good question. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, it's talking about retirement. You know, in marriage, Reba, we've talked all times over these programs about goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the goals for every couple should be an exit plan or retirement plan. Mm-hmm. Now, someone out there listening may say, Tom, I've never read the word retirement in the Bible. Neither have I. But we're talking about retirement, Reba, planning for retirement in a different kind of way, for a different kind of motive than normal society.
Right.
Okay, society defines retirement as no more working.
Playing golf every day.
Playing golf every day, having fun every day, mm-hmm. and that's it. You know, just total recreation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just play as hard as you can, as long as you can, least amount of stress, total financial independence. In God's economy, retirement means being independent, leaving your former job, being financially independent so that you can serve the Lord better,
mm-hmm.
more fully, mm-hmm. more often, and develop ministries to help people. I'll give you an example, okay? Let's say you have a couple who's, let's say, 62, 64 years old, okay? We'll call them Bob and Janice. In fact, I've met people like this, Reba, many times, so it's real. Bob worked at a big company like IBM. He's retiring. Janice is glad. She wants to do a lot of touring around the world, that kind of thing. Well, their kids are grown, out of the house and everything. But Bob said to her, you know, hun, God didn't give us all of these assets and the good health to enjoy them just for our own good pleasure. Should they have fun? Yes. Should they go on some vacations, perhaps? Yes.
Sure.
But they need to be ministering. Mm. So I say, retire to minister. Retire to more greatly fulfill the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another example. Let's say, Reba, you went to Janice,
mm-hmm.
who, let's just say, was a ministry leader of the women's ministry at your church. And you said, Janice, I'm having marriage problems. I need help. You know, I need maybe you and a couple of other godly women to sit down with me that I can talk to and work with and everything. And if Janice was too busy working or too busy, you know, with the material things of life, the flesh, too much traveling, overdoing that, you know, there wouldn't be anybody there to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the Bible talks about is to teach and train younger people. Give them their wisdom.
Right, right.
Give you their wisdom.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people aren't thinking about the fact, and I'm guilty of this, that what we're capable of doing, even just physically, is going to change.
Right.
So to the people that would say, oh, well, I never want to retire. Well, You're not going to retire from being alive until you're dead.
That's right.
But you will retire from what you're able to do now.
That's right.
You're not going to be able to maybe run an entire company by yourself.
Right.
Or if you do manual labor. My dad does manual labor, and it's getting increasingly hard for mm-hmm. him, even though he's still young, to do it. Okay, he's only 50, but he's not even 50 yet.
Hey, I'm 50.
I know. He's not. He's 49.
Are you picking on me?
But it's hard. It's hard. It's getting increasingly difficult.
Yep.
And then, you know, so we have to make provision for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me personally, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in my prime, and thinking about retirement is the last thing that I want to do, you know, because I don't feel like it's ever going to be here.
Right. Well, I didn't think that either, but now I'm at the big 50. We're not talking Hawaii 50. We're talking about big 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Reba, that's where I think that we need to think about our planning and our goals and say, uh-huh. Lord, you know, it's not about me. It's uh-huh. not about me getting all the pleasure out of my money, spending all of our money so that when we die, we've spent every last cent and live hard and fast. It's to teach and train younger people mm-hmm. for the Great Commission and to help them with their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, Bob and Janice formed a couples ministry where they taught younger couples how to be married and gave them their wisdom about pre-engagement, about mm-hmm. young married situations that would help younger people in the church have their marriages last.
It's really neat.
That's ministry.
That is really neat. I want to talk a little bit more about that after the break and how we go through different seasons in life.
Right.
And we are coming up on a break. So we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 800-386-3700. Visit us at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for the free quarterly newsletter. Also, you can podcast. You can download copies of this show, this series, the 10 tips for a great marriage, right there at theeconomyofgod.com. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back. KnowingTheEconomyOfGod.com is our website. We would love to hear from you. Log on and download a copy of previous shows. We're at tip number 7 for the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. Go to the website to find out what tips you missed out on, and we're going to continue talking about tip number 7.
Right, and tip number 7 is to develop a retirement plan, but a retirement plan, Reba, so that the two of you can minister more effectively for the Great Commission of Christ, the gospel of Christ, not to just have lots of assets, build up all this net worth and say, wow, look at all this money I've got. I'm going to go spend it and blow it.
Right.
That's not really what it's about. I mean, yes, we should plan for retirement. And one of the things, Reba, I tell you and other people at a variety of ages, save in your 401k plans. Save in your 403b and IRA and Roth IRAs. Save and invest for your future.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Reba, it's funny. When I was 20, 25, I'm like, I'll never get to 65. So why worry about it?
Right.
Or the Lord is going to come back.
Right.
So if the Lord, you know, Lord will be back and it won't matter anyway.
Right.
Well, guess what? We don't know when the Lord is coming back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm at the big 50. So it's like, wow, you know, it's interesting. As you get older, you think, wow, you're one step closer.
There's less time between you and these numbers that you're thinking about being able to do less.
Exactly. And I think in the Bible, it does talk about planning ahead, planning and saving for future financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
But the financial goals need to be not for flesh, like, look how much I have, I'm going to go spend it all. It's how much can I give? How do I use my time just for God all day long? Yes, you have some fun, sure. It glorifies God to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for this great Alaska cruise.
Sure.
I mean, one of my favorite things in my life is to take a summer Alaskan cruise.
Mm.
It is so much fun.
Sounds awesome.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. I love the Alaskan cruise. It's fun. It's beautiful. But I couldn't do that every day of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't be living so on vacation all the time. No, because what I get a kick out of even more is doing good work for the Lord
mm-hmm.
and seeing someone blessed or helped.
Mm-hmm.
I get a real kick out of that. So I think the secular world says, here's how you plan for retirement. But their understanding of retirement is different than mine. They're thinking retire to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying retire to minister.
Wow.
Change of perspective.
That's a big change of perspective. But you know what? That's a really hopeful change because there are a lot of people out there that don't feel like they've really been able to spread their wings in their lifetime.
Right.
Or maybe that they were in a different season. Maybe a mother
mm-hmm.
who's given to her family her whole life and been very blessed by that, but felt like there were some other things that God had placed in her that she wasn't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe someone who's worked in the corporate arena or you know in a cubicle mm-hmm. or you know on a computer or doing different things, and they've always felt like, gosh, if I had the chance to do underline. That they would like to do that.
Right.
Well, retirement could be an age where they could, like Janice
yes.
got to do.
Sure.
Go back and minister and really sure. create this big ministry
right.
for them that they wouldn't have been able to do while they were working.
And one of the reasons, Reba, it works like this is because when your mind isn't on money and the stress and worry over money, your mind is easier able to be on, keep it on ministry in the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
When people are like 60, 70 years old and they're in trouble having to work, didn't save enough for retirement,
mm-hmm.
their mind and time mm-hmm. is less on ministry and more on survival.
Yeah.
More on, wow, are we going to make it with inflation and medical costs going up? So it's really an interesting thing. And that's why we need to save and invest for the future. But when that future gets to be the now, we need to say, Lord, I want to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be financially independent, not for my flesh, but because I can go to younger people and say, let me teach you some things I learned
mm-hmm.
the hard way. So you don't have to fall down and learn these lessons the hard way. That's God's economy, teaching the younger people, helping them. That's what retirement's about. Now, you might say, or somebody might say out there, but Tom, why is that one of the great financial tips for a great marriage?
Yeah.
This number seven. Well, the answer is this. This will blow your mind, okay? At least I think it will. It blows my mind,
okay.
But my wife would say, well, your mind's easily blown. A cup of coffee at Starbucks blows your mind off, you know? Okay, here it is. When two people are ministering for the Lord Jesus Christ and they're in the same pattern and they're partnering, the relationship gets closer. That closeness makes for a greater marriage.
Hmm.
Now, why is that? Because when we follow God and we draw closer to Jesus, think of it, Reba, like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Here, okay, you know, the corners.
He's showing me, but you guys can't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm terrible at this, but the corners of the triangle,
mm-hmm.
the closer you get to Jesus at the top of the triangle,
mm-hmm.
look how close you were here and now closer to
closer
the very
to
top.
Each other.
Closer to each other,
hmm.
because when you draw closer in the spirit, you draw closer to Jesus and also to your spouse, to
mm-hmm.
your partner. That's why it makes for a great marriage, because when two people are on the same pattern, thinking along the same line, how do we help someone come to Christ? How do we give the love of Christ to others? They draw closer to God and to each other, which makes for a greater marriage.
And to all of our fellow man.
Right.
As we all draw in close. We're all getting closer to one another.
Exactly.
And that's the first time I ever thought. I've heard that triangle. I've heard that said like that before, illustration like that. But I never thought it relates to all of us.
It does.
How much closer we all get to one another.
Exactly. And that's why when you have a partner, and a marriage, Reba, is a created thing by God. We've talked about that in prior shows.
You're like, no prenup.
No, okay. That one's got me in trouble. I've gotten so many calls on that.
You're like, this was ordered by God. No prenup.
I know. Oh, have I ever paid for that show? Never again shall we do a show on prenups. But, you know, it's interesting because when you have a love a spouse, a husband. Think about it, Reba. Wouldn't you love to have a husband who loves the Lord more than you? Who loves the Lord more than you?
Wow.
And you're number two in his life. But as you see him drawing closer to Christ and wanting to do things for the Great Commission, okay, with his mind on that, not on the troubles of life, and you're loving the Lord number one and him number two, don't you feel you'd be closer to him?
Sounds great. I mean, because there's a big difference in being number two to God and being number two to the boat.
Exactly. The boat.
It's two different things.
I remember the yacht you like.
Number two to God brings you closer to the other person.
Exactly.
Number two to the boat takes you further away from the other person.
Right. And that's why the retirement plan is so great. But no one in Money Magazine or Wall Street Journal will explain it like this. The reason you want to plan for retirement is to minister together. When you minister together, you do God's work, obedience. You'll get blessed. Mm-hmm. You draw closer to each other because you're closer to Jesus in the Spirit, and you draw closer to each other as partners.
It's really funny because what I see happen a lot is that one person is working really hard to bring in the money, and the other person is working for the foundation or the organization in the secular world.
Right.
But that's separating them.
Right. Remember, Reba, the Bible talks about what lasts for eternity. In the great accounting, the only thing that lasts is what we did to further the gospel.
Wow.
The Bible says everything else burns. Now, I've got something else I want to say. Reba, you are such a great catch. We got to find some men for you. All right, guys. We got to line up at the door. I'm going to interview everyone.
Thank you.
If you pass, you get to have coffee with Reba.
All inquiries must go through Tom Maglia first.
Everything goes through Tom first. And otherwise, forget about it.
Forget it. That's great.
You are such a great lady. You are such a great catch.
Aw, catch.
Yeah. Well, in my young days, that's what the words we used.
Okay.
Reba, I'm 50. We used to use words like groovy.
You're a groovy catch.
Yeah, like groovy cat. Somebody called me a groovy cat once. I go, what? You know, catch like a fish, you know. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's my old language, you know. But forget about it.
Well, you know, and the thing is even if you're single and you're listening to this series on the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage, these are things that we have to look forward to and that we can start implementing now.
Right. And you need to save. You need to be a financially responsible individual, a mature Christian in Christ with your finances, because you'll make a better partner down the road for someone. Let's have the prayer change. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, we ask that you help us in our retirement planning in order to serve you ultimately, Lord. We thank you for the gifts, Lord. They're all yours. We enjoy the fun, but we enjoy the Great Commission more. Help us to draw closer to each other, Lord, and you. In Jesus' name and power, amen.
Amen. You need a plan for retirement. You also need to think about your children's education, reducing your tax liability, and investing in special situations. You need wise counsel. Tom Maglia is such. He's a man after God's own heart. Give him a call at 800-386-3700. First appointment with Tom is free. Call him today. Set up your appointment. Get your personal finances in order. Get your business finances, your church finances. 800-386-3700. We'll see you next week.
Economy of God with financial planner Tom Maglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Maglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.